I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The 2014 infant mortality rates for South Carolina were recently released. To talk about infant mortality in South Carolina is Dr. Roger Newman, professor and Moss Endowed Chair for Reproductive Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Newman, what are the infant mortality numbers like in our state now?
Bobby, as you know, the 2014 numbers were just released in November. The overall infant mortality rate in South Carolina reached an all-time low of 6.5 per 1,000 live births. A decade ago, we were above 12 per 1,000 live births. So a consistent improvement over the past decade. We're now much closer to the middle of the pack, and we're approaching the national average of 6 infant deaths per 1,000 live births.
And what does infant mortality rate really mean?
The infant mortality rate is defined as death within the first year of life, but easily 75% of that represents early losses in the first 28 days of life as a consequence of prematurity. A couple of other contributors, accidental deaths, crib death, but far and away the majority represents obstetrical outcomes in very early preterm birth.
And what still needs to improve in our state in terms of infant mortality?
The main thing that needs to improve is the disparity in infant mortality between African Americans and other races. The African American infant mortality rate in South Carolina is more than double the rates for either Caucasians or Hispanics. And also disappointing is that while the overall rate is coming down in South Carolina, that African-American rate is actually going up. It was 10.0 in 2013 and now has gone up to 10.2. That's what's holding us back from having one of the best infant mortality rates in the country. That's where the area where we need to focus our attention.
And it sounds like access to care early on in the pregnancy is a key point for everyone in our state.
Yeah, that's really the major problem here in South Carolina. We have poverty in South Carolina. We have rurality. We have barriers to access to care. The data here in South Carolina shows that if a woman receives fewer than 5 prenatal visits, her infant mortality rate goes up 6 times. So if there's one message to try to get out is the need for early and consistent prenatal care. And whatever barriers we can identify to that, those are the barriers that we need to address.
And just briefly, Dr. Newman, what are the most important things individual pregnant women can do to ensure that they have a healthy delivery and a healthy baby?
Well, we'd encourage women to come for preconceptional consultation with your obstetrician. That's the opportunity to assess your nutrition, assess your status in terms of immunization, make sure you're receiving appropriate vitamin and mineral supplementation. It's an opportunity to get whatever chronic medical conditions you might have under better control before pregnancy. Women who are diabetic, if they can improve their blood sugar control, are much less likely to have fetal malformations. Controlling women's hypertension, selecting the right medications that would be safe in pregnancy. Treating thyroid disease, making sure women with lupus are in remission and not on adverse medications. All of those things could be done prior to pregnancy and gives you a much better chance of having a successful pregnancy outcome.
Dr. Newman, thanks for providing this update about the infant mortality rates in South Carolina.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.